the age-old thing, isn't it? Rivers do not generate water. It comes from the sky. If it comes in Dorrigo and in the back of Coffs Harbour, it comes down like a pig in a python, and 3 days later it seeps into our buildings. A storm, which is an event that happens within normally a short period, a couple of hours, inundation of rain. Their hydrologist, from Brisbane, I might add, from Allianz Insurance, who we're with, came to prove that the river had risen and just seeped into our buildings and caused all this damage. The timeline was flawed. He was 6 hours out from the damage to the water arriving from the river, and the rainfall gauges they used, the scientific gauges that are open to anybody, were 13 kilometres away.
Mm. Now, you've worked for, and we just have to be careful not to use any business names,
okay,
Ray, because it's the ABC, but you've also been working with scientists from Queensland University to prove this, haven't you?
Yes, they commissioned the radar scans from Coffs Harbour Airport, which showed that the storm was trapped in the valleys here and dumped something like 700 mils of water onto the Coffs area, Boambi, the places you're talking about, and the hydrologists basically came up with 78 mils. Now, two huge differences. 78 mils must have been the river. 700 mils, run for your life. There's people in a tree. I mean, all the other stories of a lady in wheelchair with water up to her chin, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Fireman looked in the window and swam in to save her. That's not a seeping flood that arrives over 2 days.
So now that you've been able to prove that this was actually a storm, I mean, is there further hope for you now with your business at the butter factory in Bellingen to be able to recoup some costs?
Well, yes. We're still looking at a $500,000 damage bill here that, remember, was exacerbated with the five other floods. We fixed it temporarily, but five other floods come and wash it away. I just had a few facts that, let's go back to that night. 830 people were evacuated. 2,000 homes were destroyed. 1,500 cars were lost. 160 businesses were decimated. That's in this little area, costs ourselves $40 million worth of damage. $65 million worth of damage to our roads. There's a 60-metre hole still in a street in Bellingen. And the loss is enormous. 4 weeks later to do the curbside cleanup. 12 months on, nothing.
Mm.
So this is the inspiration to keep going. The likes of Anne and those people who are still, some of them are not back in their homes yet, you know. And the insurance companies dodged and weaves. We're hoping this team this morning will in fact say, here is the material presented by the University of Brisbane, who did the study, and the Bureau of Meteorology, and they're formalising their case this morning to overturn some of these no-pay insurance claims.
All right, well, Ray, we'll catch up again and see how that progresses.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Ray. Happy anniversary to you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.